Troopers closed the investigation and compiled their findings late last week. Now, Troopers spokesperson Megan Peters says the Office of Special Prosecutions will decide what happens next.
They can review it and make a determination on whether or not there's anything there.
The handoff comes 6 months after local police confirmed the existence of the inquiry and 3 months after the state took sole responsibility for it. In that time, local officials have said only that some number of current or former members of the Unalaska City Council is under investigation. And Peters told KUCB that the troopers have nothing more to add. No one has told the community why this investigation is happening or who the subject really is. The answer has been that it's an ongoing investigation. So at this point, is that information still completely under wraps?
I don't have any other information other than OSPA has it for review.
The Office of Special Prosecutions handles criminal cases that fall outside the traditional wheelhouse of a district attorney's office. That includes things like cybercrime and Medicaid fraud, according to Chief Assistant Attorney General Paul Mayovis.
In addition to that, we handle all of the situations where there's a public employee of some sort, or something where there is a perceived conflict with the DA.
Unalaska cases are typically prosecuted by district attorneys based in Anchorage. Mayovis says his office will take the next month or two to review this special case and decide whether to file criminal charges.
We use our discretion in a wise way so that we basically are prosecuting the cases that really should be prosecuted, not just the ones that can be prosecuted.
And if your office decides not to go forward, will those of us here in Unalaska ever be able to find out what this was actually all about?
So one of the things that's very rare is that you may never know the exact thought process of...
Depending on the case, Mayovis says his office sometimes releases a public statement explaining their decision and sharing some details. For example, he says that often happens when they review officer-involved shootings because community members want more transparency.
And I understand that that's the same when we're dealing with people that are in public office, and especially in a smaller community. I'm not saying that that's something we would do in a situation like this. I'm just saying that that's a possibility.
Like troopers and city officials, Mayovis has declined to comment on the subject of the case. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.